Rashi and Daf Vav, when the Gemara defines Rishasarabim says Rishasarabim Savatio Palatio Gadola Muvos Mufuloshin. So Muvos Mufuloshin means to, one could have said Muvos Mufuloshin means alleyways or streets that go, that are Mufulosh, in other words, that they don't end in Rishasar Yochid or a place that has mechitzas, because then it's like the Rishus Rabbim has mechitzas, it's not Rishus Rabbim. But it doesn't, if it would go, let's say, into a carmelis, which is open, that would also be offhand a Rishus Rabbim. But Rashi says, when he defines Muvos Mufuloshim, he says Mufulish, from Rashi says, Mufulosh Mishnei Roshem Leplatya. That Rashi says it has to go into another Rishus Rabbim. Platya means an open square, a marketplace. So the question in Rashi is, why does Rashi require that? Why, if it's, as long as it's Mufulish, and it's a Rishus that Rabbim are walking on, that itself should be Rishus Rabbim. And also in Rashi, when it defines Platya, Rashi says, Rechova shel ir, and Rashi doesn't give the criterion, which Tosfos does, that it has requires 600,000. Even the Rashi and Erevin definition of Rishus Rabbim does require just 600,000. So it would seem that Rashi distinguishes between Svatya Palatya, which is a large square, a marketplace. Rashi says, in defining Palatya, Rechova shel ir, it's the marketplace. So there, it's understood, according to Rashi, since he requires, at least in Erev, and he says you need Shishim Ribo, this is a city of Shishim Ribo, therefore the din of Shishim Ribo applies to the Svatya Platya as well. But he doesn't mention it as related to the Muvos, because the Muvos themselves, Rashi doesn't think that there's 600,000 people walking on these side streets or these streets that go into the Platya. But since it's a place that leads into the Rishus Rabbim, into a Platya, even though you don't have 600,000 people on it, it's bottle or toffle to the Rishus Rabbim, and therefore it has a din of Rishus Rabbim. But it itself doesn't need Shishim Ribo. And Rashi... Rashi that does require Shishim Ribo, the Rashi in Erevin, Rashi doesn't say that the Shishim Ribo, the 600,000, have to be on the street or even on the Svatya Palatya all the time. It means that sometimes because it's a large marketplace and square, and it's a city of 600,000, so on occasion, sometimes it's potentially there could be 600,000 people there. But Rashi, it's part of the definition of the potential that gives the same Rishus Rabbim. That's why Rashi here in Shabbos and Daf Vav doesn't mention it. And the Muvos and Mufuloshim, since they're Mufulish into Rishus Rabbim, and they're Tuffel to the Rishus Rabbim, even though they don't have 600,000, they have a din of Rishus Rabbim. However, the Rav pointed out there are other Rishonim, the Ritfor and Erevin and Daf Vav, says. He says, according to Rashi, the Shishim Ribo, he says, Shiragila le Shishim Ribo. And the Meiri there says that says that it's not called Rishus HaRabim, called the name of the Gedolei Rabbonim, unless that it has the dimensions of Rishus HaRabim, namely 16 Amos across. But it's not clear that it has to be the 600,000 all the time. However, I just should mention that the Shittas of Rambam is, the Rambam does not mention Hilchas Shabbos when it defines the Shittas of Rabbim. He just says that it has the dimensions of Shusharim, Tesayin Amma, but he doesn't say that it requires Shishim Riba, which is a Machloikas Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the Shusharim requires Shishim Riba. Other Rishonim disagree. There's a tshuva in the Mishkan Yaakov, an important tshuva, in which he says that you don't need 600,000, and therefore, generally speaking, with all these open spaces, even the cities, if it has the dimensions of Yudvav Amma, it has the din of Shusharabim. And the very big Nafkamina, whether our Shusharabim, our streets and so on, do they have a din of Shusharabim, even in medium sized small cities that don't necessarily have a population of 600,000? So this is Machlok Shoshanim, the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you need Shishim Riba, so they're not, don't have a din of Shusharabim, while other Rishonim say that you don't. And the Rav said, quoting the Mishkan Yaakov, who holds that many Rishonim hold, and he claims it's Rav Rishonim, that you don't need 600,000 to be a Shusharabim. Therefore, an Erev around the city, what we call an Erev, a Tzusa Pesach, will not work, because that's because Erev Tzus Pesach doesn't work for Rosh Hashanah, and the coolest of Eruvim, what we call around cities, is based on the Tshuvas of the famous Alman in Margolius, which the Mishkan Yaakov disagrees with. And the Rav was very, very insistent not to rely Lekula on that, that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa, and if an Erev doesn't work, and for all the years he didn't permit them to make an Erev around Boston.